It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In the book of Acts, chapter 12, we see many things happening in this chapter. One of the first things that takes place here is the ruler of Palestine, of course, at this time was a man by the name of Herod. Acts chapter 12 and verse 1 says, "Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church." Well, he was certainly vexing the church, and one thing that took place there, and one of the things we see first of all is in Acts chapter 12 and verse 2. It says, "And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword." James was a fisherman. He decided to follow Jesus according to Matthew chapter 4. He was the first of the apostles to be put to death for his faith in Christ. And he was killed with a sword, according to what we just read, and this means he was probably beheaded. Herod was able to kill James's body, but what was he was unable to kill was his soul. As soon as James died, he went to the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 6 says, "Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord." 2 Corinthians 5:8 says, "We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." Well, Paul the Apostle wrote those and under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And in Philippians chapter 1, verse 23, it says, "For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better." Well, we read these scriptures and we understand that when a person who knows Jesus as Savior, when they leave this world, when the breath of life leaves them, I believe they go immediately to be in the presence of the Lord. I want to read 2 Corinthians 5:8 once again. "We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." Take heart today if you're fighting a battle with the cancer or something of that sort, and you believe you only have a certain amount of time to live as a safe person, and I pray that you're saved. As a safe person, you can look forward to the Lord Jesus Christ, because then when we leave this world, we are to be present. We will be present with our Lord. Well, we continue on here, and we see not only did Herod kill James, he also wanted to kill Peter. Instead of killing Peter, he imprisoned him. Acts chapter 12, verses 3 through 5 says, "And because he," and that's Herod Agrippa, "saw it," and this is the murder of James, "because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread, and when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people." And the first part of verse 5 says, "Peter therefore was kept in prison." Well, Herod wanted to kill Peter, but he thought it would be better to wait until after the Passover week. And once again, the word Easter in Acts chapter 12 and verse 4 means Passover week. Well, something takes place, and Peter is placed in prison, but we see the church does something. The church prays to get Peter out of jail. In Acts chapter 12, the rest of that verse is, "The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." We read that in James chapter 5 and verse 16. But the church starts praying for Peter. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 4, it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Sometimes the flesh will let us down. Many times it does. And sometimes the flesh just cannot get the job done. And we need to understand that that's the time that we really need to depend upon the Lord. And we show our dependence by going to Him in prayer and seeking His face and asking Him to take care of any situation that we're in. Well, once again, James chapter 5 and verse 16 says, "The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." We look back and we see how that Peter was placed in prison, and Herod did everything he could to make sure Peter stayed in prison. Peter was chained to two soldiers who took their positions on either side of him. And there were also guards before the door of the prison. And we read this, and they did not want to take any chances. They didn't want Peter getting away. And perhaps they remembered the other time when Peter escaped from prison in an amazing way. You read about that once again in Acts chapter 5, verse 17 through 23. Well, notice what Acts chapter 12 and verse 6 says. It says, "And when Herod would have brought him forth," that's Peter, "the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison." Well, it's something that, once again, Peter was in a we would call it a tight spot here. And he was in prison, and there were two guards, and he was bound with chains. But what was he doing? He was sleeping. He was taking it easy because he knew who was in charge. It wasn't Herod. It was our Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, God waited until the very night before Peter was to be killed, in Acts chapter 12 and verse 6, and then he did a wonderful thing. God sent an angel to deliver Peter. We call this the great escape. Acts chapter 12, verses 7 through 11. "And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." Well, there are some things that only God can do, and there are other things that God expects us to do. If we do our part in the little things that we can do, God will surely do his part in the big things that only he can do. Before Jesus went back to heaven, he told Peter about the kind of death Peter would die. You read about that in John chapter 21, verse 19. Well, Jesus told Peter he would die when he was old, John 21, 18. And even though Herod tried to put Peter to death, it was not God's time for him to die. And perhaps this is one of the reasons Peter was able to sleep, Acts chapter 12 and verse 6. God allowed James to be killed, and he allowed Peter to live. When it comes to living and dying, God is completely in charge. He knows what is best for each person. In Hebrews chapter 11, verses 33 through 37, we read about some of the great heroes of the faith. Some were delivered and escaped, but others were killed and died. And in Romans chapter 14 and verse 8, we read, "Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's." And that's what we need to keep in our minds as saved people. We belong to the Lord. Well, while the church continued in prayer for Peter, Acts chapter 12 and verse 5, he knocked at the door. In Acts chapter 12, verse 12 through 17, it says, "And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying." They were there praying for Peter. "And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken." This damsel's name, of course, according to the scriptures, was named Rhoda. Well, Rhoda knew Peter's voice and was so excited she didn't open the door. According to Acts chapter 12 and verse 14, we'll read that in just a moment. "And when Rhoda reported that Peter was at the gate, the people said she was crazy. It must be Peter's angel at the gate." And then we see that Peter didn't quit knocking. And the people finally opened the door and couldn't believe their eyes. They were amazed. In other words, they were astonished. Well, let's read chapter 12, verses 14 through 16 now. And when she knew Peter's voice, this is Rhoda, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, It is his angel. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Well, notice here that as we keep reading, we're going to see that Peter told the people how God had delivered him from jail. He gave God the glory. And then Peter tells them to go tell other believers, and James, he was free. Well, now this James could not have been the James who was recently killed by Herod. This James Peter spoke of would have been the half-brother of Jesus, who was becoming increasingly responsible for the leadership of the Jerusalem church. Now let's read verse 17 of Acts chapter 12. But he, beckoning unto them, this is Peter, with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, Go show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Well, the church prayed for Peter. But when their prayer was answered, they did not believe it. We can learn a lesson from this. When we pray, we should expect God to do great things according to his will. And let us not be surprised when God answers our prayers. God is able to do far more than we could ever ask or even think of. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20 says, Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And that power that worketh in us is the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. And we need to, once again, cast our care upon him because he cares for us. And he wants us to know that he answers prayer. Well, after Peter's escape, as soon as it was daylight, the soldiers couldn't understand what had happened to Peter. When Herod found out that Peter was gone, he had the guards killed. Now, Acts chapter 12, verses 18 and 19 says, Now, as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what was become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode. Well, Herod, we keep reading in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 12 and verse 20 through 23, we see something here. You see, sin does not go unpunished, especially when you raise your hand against one of God's servants. Acts chapter 12, verse 20 through 23 says, And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus the king's chamberlain their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, It is the voice of a god, and not of a man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him. He smote Herod, because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. Trust Jesus today to take care of you because he cares for you.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.